You're listening to SBS News.
In February 2014, protests at Papua New Guinea's Manus Island Immigration Detention Facility erupted into several days of violent clashes. More than 70 people were injured and 23-year-old Iranian asylum seeker Reza Barati was beaten to death. His parents are now demanding the federal government be held accountable. Maurice Blackburn lawyer Jennifer Canis has filed a civil action on their behalf.
This case is about justice. This case is suing the Australian government and G4S for wrongful death and also seeking compensation for the mental anguish that they have suffered and continue to suffer.
Two men were found guilty of the murder in PNG and given 10-year jail sentences with 5 years suspended. In a statement, Reza Barati's father, Torab, said, "Our family is heartbroken and we have been suffering for so long with his death. I do not want the human rights of my child to be ignored or forgotten by the world. I want justice for my son." The immigration minister at the time was Scott Morrison. He responded in 2014 after a Senate inquiry.
There would have been no incident that night had there been no protests. I think that's clear to say. But the protests in no way could ever justify what happened to Mr. Barati or the other serious violent acts that were perpetrated on that night.
The inquiry determined the Australian government had failed in its duty to protect Mr. Barati from violence that was imminently foreseeable and recommended compensation be provided to his family for his death. Compensation hasn't been paid. Documents filed in the Supreme Court say his parents have suffered psychiatric injury and mental harm from their son's death. The Human Rights Law Centre's Karen Adams says the family want recognition to ensure Reza Barati's death was not in vain.
You know, they've been waiting for 7 long years and in circumstances where two men were clearly convicted for the murder of their son, and yet there has been no apology, no compensation.
The Department of Home Affairs has told SBS it's inappropriate to comment on matters before the court. G4S has been approached for comment but is yet to respond. The next formal step in the case will involve the federal government and G4S lodging a defence to the claims. Abby Dinham, SBS News.